Hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show, Faith Walk Radio, and I just love ministering the Word of God to you every week. I get so excited and filled with the Holy Spirit myself. I am talking about the goodness of Jesus Christ, folks. That's the good news of Jesus Christ. And as always, the good news I want to share with you today is this. When you keep all things of God on your mind, then your thoughts will be established. That's the Word of God. When you keep all things of God on your mind, then your thoughts will be established. You will begin to have more consistent positive thoughts. And no doubt, it will help you achieve all those things you are looking to achieve in your life. So the quick lesson here is to let your yes be yes and your no be no. Be godly going in, folks, and godly going out, meaning if God is consistently on your mind, then there is no room for you to think negatively and allow negative things to consume your thoughts. You got it? So here it is. By having good thoughts, folks, you tend to do good things. Good things begin to happen. Therefore, what you say has to be based on good, based on the Word of God, and not your own desires. You follow me? So again, the good news of the day is when you keep all things of God on your mind, then your thoughts will be established. Your thoughts will be established based on what is on your mind. So your thoughts will be established here, meaning customary, normal, routine, in the sense you are living the Bible. Not just talking about the Bible, but you are living the Bible. Last week's show, I taught on being doers of the Word of God and not hearers only. So if you want to go to my website any time of the day or night and listen to any archive message, feel free to do so by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. So moving on, the focus of the message today is doing good things in your life from thinking positive thoughts to acting on positive things, reacting to negative things in a positive way keeps your mind in the right place that will keep you in good spirits. You follow where I'm going today? So one more time before I move on into the message, the good news today is when you keep all things of God on your mind, then your thoughts will be established. Also, the good news scripture of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, and it reads, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Again, the good news scripture, folks, comes from Hebrews 15, verse 1, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So if you are mad and angry at somebody today, don't let your anger cause you to stir someone else up. No, don't let what someone else has said to you or have done to you causing you to think angry thoughts and putting you in the wrong spirit. We can get in the wrong spirit really fast. I call it being in the flesh. Somebody says something to you at the grocery store. Somebody cuts you off on the highway. It can cause you to stir up. And then the next thing you know, you're somewhere else stirring somebody else up because you're agitated and irritated. So we have to be cautious of those things, right? Remember, good thoughts produces good results. Again, Proverbs 15:1 is the good news scripture. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So again, don't allow anyone else to stir up your anger. And by all means, don't stir anybody else up to be angry and mad over something you said or did. It's just not worth it. And by the way, sometimes you can be angry and in that spirit all day long. Just a waste of time, in my opinion. And the reason I say that, because being angry a whole day can definitely lead to doing angry things, being angry, and then possibly taking it out on your spouse, your husband, your children, your friends, your co-workers. You're just in the wrong spirit. You got it? So the title of the message today is appropriate at this moment. We're talking about not being stirred up, not stirring anyone else up to be angry, letting your yes be yes, and let your no be no, staying positive, all of the above. So the title of the message today is Your Foundation in God? The scripture of the day comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 through 8. Thought of the day is this: who you think you are, and how you act shows others who you really are. The best advice I can give you today as it relates to being established in Christ today is this: who and what you let through the doors of your mind can take your mind, hold your life hostage. Yes, it will rob you of a positive and productive life. or it can keep you in perfect peace. So the message in this first thought of the day is to move with caution. Be careful who you let through the doors of your mind. Protect your life by feeding your spirit and your soul with the best possible food ever, and that is the Word of God. So yes, folks, because the doors are known as an entrance to your peace of mind. So yes, folks, be careful who you let in the door of your mind, because as we know, the door is known as an entry point, an entrance to somewhere or something. So in this case, your peace of mind, your joy, you can learn how to be planted and rooted in God. So again, who and what you let through the doors of your mind can take your mind, hold it hostage, as I just said, rob you of a positive and productive life, killing your joy, your peace, your smile, killing your happy, I say. So this message today will help you learn how to be planted and rooted in God. And the key word here is root, means origin, essence, source. Because you see, the root is the part of a tree that grows underground, gets water from the ground, and holds the plant in place. So the root of something is the cause or source of something else. The root of something, folks, is the cause or source of something else. So when anything is planted in good and healthy soil, then guess what? Expect those lemon trees to yield its fruit in due season. Same thing applies in God. So folks, moving on, again, the title of the message today is your foundation in God? Are you rooted in the gospel, the Bible, the Word of God? Or are you planting your trees in the world on shaky ground in bad and unhealthy soil? We will figure that one out today. I hope your mind and your eyes are wide open, because there is a difference between being established in Christ and established outside of God, meaning you are well known and known to be popular in your driven life, whatever that may be. So as I move on into the message today here, remember that God is how you live, how you act, what you do, not what you say, because the mouth can say anything, right? So being established in God means you are rooted. Your commitment is deep rooted. It is embedded, surrounded in God. So the title of the message is appropriate, is your foundation in God. Scripture of the day comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. And it states, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. I have to read that again. Blessed, folks, blessed are you. Again, that's Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed are you. Verse 7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. And he will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Folks, this scripture ministers to me every time I read it. We are blessed, folks, when we trust the Lord. We are blessed when we keep our hope in the Lord. This is what the scripture says. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. It didn't say blessed in who has fear and anxiety. So again, we are blessed when we trust the Lord, and we are also blessed when we hope in the Lord. As I just said, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. So again, to me, this scripture goes back to faith. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean you can't believe it's not going to happen. You see, when you trust God, you are trusting Him with your entire life. And the way you continue to trust Him and keep your hope in Him and be blessed, as the scripture says, is to operate in your faith. Stand on your faith, demonstrate your faith, because we have all been given a measure of faith, is what the Word of God says. So, by having good thoughts, we tend to do good things. When you trust whatever happens in God while you're on that straight, narrow road and you're connecting with God, you're committed to the calling on your life, when you trust that, and when God remains at the center of your life, your thoughts, your decisions, like I said at the top of the show, by having good thoughts, folks, We tend to do good things, and good things happen. Therefore, what we say has to be based on good, based on the Word of God, and not your own personal selfish desires that are not inspired by doing good and honoring your commitment to God. You got it? So again, Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Moving on to verse 8, I want to talk about really quick. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. So the first part of this verse, folks, you have to get it. Here it is. You are blessed when you trust in the Lord is what verse 7 tells us. You are blessed when you put your trust and your hope in the Lord, right? That's what verse 7 tells us, and I just went over that. And then verse 8 tells us how we will be blessed. Here it is. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Yielding fruit, folks. Yielding fruit from what? For the sake of my point here, nothing will be able to terminate you or stop your windfall, so to speak. Stop you from living the abundant life offered to you through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, for he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers, which spreads out its root by the river. Meaning, the seeds that you plant today, they will continue to grow and grow and grow. You will continue to be prosperous in all areas of your life. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear. You can't get shaken up. You have to stand on that faith, remember? And will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green. In other words, in the year of drought, when the world is going through a recession, guess what? You will find a job. Guess what? You will have food on your table. Guess what? Your lights will not be turned off by the city. Guess what? You will have gas in your car to get to your job. Again, and he will not fear when he comes, but its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The word here is cease. Your roots, your seeds that you planted in great soil, which is on the word of God, which is God, will not cease from prospering you and your life every single day. You follow the message today here? I am having a great time. I do have to take a quick break here. Before I do, I have a question for you. Are you rooted in the gospel, the Bible, the word of God today? Is this message touching your heart? Helping you change your mind about how you see the world and all these negative situations in your life? I hope it's helping you today because that is my goal. So again, I say, as I did a few minutes ago, when anything is planted in good soil, and the good soil I'm talking about today is the good soil is based on the Word of God, a rich and healthy life for us all to prosper and live and do well when the rest of the world might be having a hard time with the recession, finding a job, finding love, finding hope, just to believe for another day. You'll go through some stuff, but you will have what you need. You follow me? So as I said, when you are planted in the good and healthy soil, then guess what? Expect those lemon trees to yield fruit in due season. And in due season, as long as you continue to put your trust and hope in the Lord, you will not cease from prospering and having a great life. So again, I ask, is your foundation in God? Lots of things to consider. That is the title of the message today, is your foundation in God. I will be right back to conclude today's message, give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. I have had a wonderful time sharing the goodness of God today. I had a good news thought for you this morning, and that was when you keep all things of God on your mind, then your thoughts will be established. I also had a good news scripture I want to reread for you. Proverbs 15, verse 1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. As I've said, I've had a wonderful time ministering the Word of God with you today. I hope I've touched your heart in some way with the words and the scriptures and connected them to where it would change your life today. That is my goal every single time this show airs, is to be able to change your life through the Word of God and share with you how the Word of God has led me to interpret the message and the scriptures to you today. Which is why I wanted to keep the focus on learning how to stay rooted and grounded in God, because if you can stay rooted and grounded in God, nothing else will move you, nothing else will change you. You will have that consistent, intimate one-on-one relationship with God that can help you overcome or continue to help you have peace, laughter, and joy in your life every day. Also, the title of the message today is Your Foundation in God. And the reason I chose this topic to talk about today is because your foundation can be in other things, other people, and other situations. So I just wanted to be clear and give you the difference and help you to see whether or not your foundation is in God or in other things that you might want to work on and change. Remember, God is how you live, how you act, what you do, not what you say, because the mouth can say anything. So being established in God today, folks, means you are rooted, you are committed, you are deep-rooted, embedded, surrounded in all things of God. Before I close, I want to read the scripture of the day again. I hope, as I said, it has touched your life in some way. Maybe you can go out and share it with your neighbor, your friend. Maybe find someone that is hurting and share this scripture coming from Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. I have to say goodbye. I have had a wonderful time on the show. KKHT 100.7 Houston is the best around. My show will be moving to San Diego, California. You can still listen to me on the radio. Again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. Signing off, but not forever. You can visit my website any time of the day or night. Follow my ministry. Go to www.faithwalkradio.com. That's www.faithwalkradio.com, and I will see you soon in Houston again. But in the meantime, you can visit my website again at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Listen to my music, download the show, share it with your family, your friends, and everyone you come in contact with. And as I say at the end of every show, remember this one thing. God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, he left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed. I love you all, and I hope you've enjoyed this show. God bless. Hello for the last time. I have had a wonderful time, folks. Don't forget to take your faith walk wherever you go, because the Lord has given us a measure of faith. And if you take faith, no matter where you go, you will always come out on top in your life. I can guarantee you that. Again, I've had a wonderful time in Houston. You've been wonderful to me, to all the staff, everyone at KKHT 100.7 Houston. I love you the most. For those of you out there that need prayer, need someone to listen to you, visit my website at faithwalkradio.com. Send us a prayer request. Let us know what's going on in your life, and we will be there to meet you in your need of prayer. No matter what it is, Faith Walk Radio is here for you every day. Again, goodbye to you all, and I will see you soon. Nothing can shake me, move me, pull me away from you. You are my joy, my strength, my hope, the one I run to. No one can show me the way but you. You're all I need. You are
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.